And welcome to this episode of Data Exposed. I'm Jeroen ter Heert, and today I'm joined by Michael Barr, my colleague. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. What do you do at Microsoft?
So I'm a program manager on the SQL team, and my team focuses on data security and building cool features to help our customers secure their data and feel secure about their data.
So today we're going to look at one of those cool features, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
So yes, we are very excited to announce that we are going to have this feature generally available.
Mm-hmm.
It's called SQL Data Discovery and Classification.
Okay.
And this feature brings with it a set of capabilities that allow customers to discover, classify, label, and protect their data.
Hmm. That sounds important. So that basically means that as a customer, what does it mean for me?
So, you know, customers always tell us that they're required to protect their data.
Okay.
But how can you, for all sorts of reasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they need to be because they need to be compliant,
right.
Because they need to mitigate risks of data breach, etc. I don't mm-hmm. need to explain you
no,
what data
sure.
security is all
yes,
about.
Absolutely.
But how can they protect their data if they don't know where it is?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first part of it.
Okay.
That's all about discovery.
Okay.
The second part is about classifying data.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it may sound weird, but not all data was created equal. Some data needs more protection than other data.
I get that.
Yes. So with this set of features, we help customers classify their data
mm-hmm.
and understand what is the kind of plan that they need to put together to protect their data and to what extent.
Okay. Wow. So can you show me how this works?
Yes, absolutely. So here is where we start. We start at the Advanced Data Security page. And this is Advanced Data Security is basically a unified package for advanced SQL security capabilities. It provides a single go-to location for enabling and managing these capabilities. And it includes three pillars.
Okay.
The first one is this one, the
mm-hmm.
data discovery and classification, which is the functionality for discovering and classifying sensitive data. And we'll use most of this session to talk about this.
Okay.
The second pillar here is about surfacing and mitigating potential database vulnerabilities, vulnerability assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And the third pillar, is all about detecting anomalous activities that could indicate threat to your database. And this is the advanced threat protection.
Okay, cool. So as a customer, what do I need to do to start using this?
So advanced data security package needs to be enabled. So customers should go to settings if they want to use these capabilities, go
mm-hmm.
to settings here and enable advanced data security as a whole, these three pillars.
Okay.
So let's go into data discovery and classification, which is what we're showing here today.
Yep.
What you see here is a high-level overview of the current state of classification for the database that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, at the first glimpse, you can see that you have 9 classified columns out of 109, and 4 tables were identified as containing sensitive data with 3 unique information types.
Hmm.
You can also look at more into details here and see that 8 columns were identified as confidential, while just 1 was marked as highly confidential. You can also look at the same kind of slicing by information type. So there is 1 column that is financial, 2 credentials, and 6 contact info.
So this dashboard, this overview gives me a lot of detailed information about my data, right? Does this appear automatically?
So basically, this is all given that you have classified your columns.
Okay, right. So as a customer, I need to pre-classify the data, and then I'll get all of it.
Right. And okay. I will show you in a second how we try to make it easy for you to classify
cool.
those columns.
Mm-hmm.
If we scroll down here, we get a longer list and more detailed of all the columns that have been classified. There is also a way for you to use filters.
Mm-hmm.
So you filter by schema or by table, by information type or sensitivity label.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So as you said and asked, this is all about classification.
Yeah.
So let's move on to classification tab. And here I see the 9 classified columns that we've seen in the high level view before. But the interesting part is really the recommendation. So once the classification engine scans the database, it looks for columns with potential sensitive data. And this is what we see here in the recommendation. These are 5 more columns that have classification recommendations.
Okay.
What I can do here is either accept these recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
So I can look at these and say, ooh, that makes sense because first name, last name,
right,
phone, username, these are columns, very, very obvious. These are columns that probably contain sensitive data or private data.
Yes.
So I want to accept these recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing that I can do, the other thing that I can do is look at this column, for example, and say, this is strange to me. I see credit card approval code,
right,
but I know so our engine identified this as something that may potentially have sensitive data.
Right.
However, I know the data in it, and I know that this is not really credit card information.
Okay.
I know that this is a reference to something else or just a code that is meaningless.
Right.
So what I can do if I don't want to see this recommendation again is dismiss the selected recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Quick reminder to save your changes.
Okay,
because
important.
It,
yep.
Always.
Yep.
And then we're back... and then we're back to see the overview, and it is updated. And I don't see that I have new recommendations. So this is a
right.
good state to be in. This
cool.
is where I want to be.
Okay. So what if, this is all great, this analysis, it's all in the portal, but what if I want to share this information with, you know, my colleagues, my peers, my manager? Is there any way for me to take this data and, you know,
yeah,
share
absolutely.
It?
So what you can do is export.
Okay.
And you export to Excel. So... yeah, so I just downloaded an Excel file with the report, the same way I saw it in my dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the classified columns and the recommendations. And this is, you know, this is exactly the kind of information that you, as a DBO or a security admin or would like to share with stakeholders and managers in your company about the state of your database.
Cool. That's very useful to have that in a separate file as well.
Yeah. The next thing, the other thing that I wanted to show you is how you can add classifications. So looking back at our schema, at the classification recommendations and how the columns were classified, you can always add a classification in case it wasn't recommended for some reason. So I can choose the schema, the table, column name, and then add an information type from this list or and a sensitivity label, and these two are populated with predefined sets of labels and information types.
Okay, so that's how I classify. But what if what I wanted to classify doesn't necessarily fit in those categories? So what if I want to, you know, take it to the next level as a customer? What can I do?
Yeah. So I think this is exactly the kind of thing that we were trying to do with Azure Security Center.
Okay.
Azure Security Center gives you a central place to manage policies, right?
Okay.
So it's currently in preview. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to demo this, but it's in preview.
Okay.
And what you can do here is customize. We're letting customers customize all the taxonomy that's involved in information with information protection and how we classify data. So
okay.
they can change labels, information types, and also customize the way the logic of our classifier. So this is Azure Security Center,
mm-hmm.
and in the data and storage blade, these are all my SQL databases, but the thing that I'm interested in is the SQL information protection button here.
Okay.
And when I open this, this is where I can change and customize labels and information types. I can add labels. Let's go to manage information types real quick. You can configure each and every one of these built-in information types. You can add new ones here. And you remember how I mentioned that you can also change the logic of the classifier?
Yes, absolutely.
You can do that by moving columns up and down. So, but
cool.
Not columns, sorry. But moving the information types up and down and basically changing the order in which we're classifying.
Right. So with this, I can just customize all of it to meet exactly my scenario, right?
Exactly. And that's the goal. The goal is for customers to be able to customize the policy that we're using or the classifier engine that we're using to their internal information protection policy.
Without me as a customer requiring to have to write a new classifier.
Exactly.
Now, I don't want to write the algorithm. I want to customize it.
Exactly. With Azure Security Center, they're giving the flexibility and control over sensitive data classification and basically allows them to align how they are classifying, how they're looking at things from their end, their policy with how we classify data for them.
Ah, cool. That's awesome. Okay, so now we customize the classification engine, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have classified our data, so that's all great. So what is an example of what we can do with that kind of knowledge now?
Yeah, I guess it's not enough to just know that you have sensitive data in your database. The question is, what do I do with it, this knowledge? And you're absolutely right. And what we did next is to combine this information about sensitive data in your database with audit.
Okay.
So this is the next level of knowing not just that I have sensitive data in my database, but that I can tell who tried to access it.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do that, if you have auditing enabled on your database and you've chosen Log Analytics, which is currently in preview, but if you've chosen this and you configured it correctly, then you can go and look at audit logs. We're actually introducing new dashboards to look at audit logs that were saved to Log Analytics.
Mm-hmm.
And these audit logs combine data about who tried to access what with information that we have about sensitive data. So here in this drill down, you can see a few data points about grouped by sensitivity labels and by information type. So you can see the number of queries that were executed against your database by sensitivity label, who had access, and IP access to classify data. And again, similar things just by information type. So it really makes it very easy for someone who wants to be in control of their data and especially sensitive data to know who tried to access or to identify things that require more attention.
Right. Cool. So this is very, very impressive stuff. I mean, the classification, the security, then taking me to the level of doing the auditing as well. I like it. So what do we recommend customers do now?
Try it out.
Okay.
This is becoming generally available.
Okay.
As we speak.
Cool.
It's rolling out to customers, and I would really love to have as many people try it out. I think it could really add value to what you're already doing in terms of securing your SQL databases. So yes, please give it a try. Don't forget to send us your feedback because we're always looking to hear from you and to know how we can further improve.
Well, so I have nothing more to add. I mean, on that note, it's time to end. So thanks a lot for sharing.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for being here. And thank you for watching. Please leave us a comment. Provide us feedback when you use this feature. Tell us what to improve and what you like. And also, talking about liking, please like and subscribe to the channel. And I hope to see you next time. Thanks.
Thank you.